Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 362, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Keys out, unlocked the door of the right-hand clock and lifted out the slip, looked at it and made a remark. Then the slip was punched correctly. Mr. Darley and Newt Lee was standing there at the time. Mr. Frank said the punches had been made correctly. Mr. Frank then put in a new slip, closed the door, locked it, and took his pencil and wrote on the slip that he had already taken out of the machine, April 26, 1913. I looked at the slip that Mr. Frank took out, Defendant's Exhibit 1. The first punch was 601. The second one was 625 or 635. I glanced all the way down, and there was a punch for every number. While we were walking through the factory, Mr. Frank asked two or three times to get a cup of coffee. As to what Mr. Frank said about the murder, I don't know that I heard him express himself except down in the basement. The officers showed him where the body was found, and he made the remark that it was too bad or something to that effect. When we left the factory to go to police headquarters, Newt Lee was under arrest. I never considered Mr. Frank as being under arrest at that time. There had never been said anything to him in my presence about putting him under arrest. Mr. Frank's appearance at the station house was exactly like it was when I first saw him. He stepped quickly. When the door of the automobile was opened, he jumped lightly off Mr. Darley's lap, went up the steps pretty rapid. Cross-examination. I never saw Mr. Frank until that morning. I don't know whether his natural movements are more or less rapid or not. We didn't know whether the girl was a white girl or not until we rubbed the dirt from the child's face and pulled down her stocking a little piece. The tongue was not sticking out, it was wedged between the teeth. She had dirt in her eye and...